Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting 8th. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Josh Billings. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Josh Billings. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Sweeney moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Sweeney moves to third. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Schulte moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Shang reaches third base with a triple. Schultz scores. Betancourt goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-0 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards the mound. Billings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Schultz moves to third. Betancourt moves to second. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schultz scores. Betancourt scores. Shang moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrave strikes out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener bunts towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive towards the mound. Billings reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0-for-1 in the game. Billings hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wingo trying to get to third. McNeely throws the ball into Betancourt, who tags Wingo for the out. Billings moves to second. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Warner reaches second base with a double. Billings scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Betancourt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Shang takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice bunts towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. There goes Heilman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Hal Wiltz now pitching. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Billings takes first base on ball 4. Tavener moves to third. Wingo moves to second. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Tavener scores. Wingo moves to third. Billings moves to second. It's Browns, 4, Tigers, 4. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into right field. Heilman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heilman. McNeely moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. McNeely scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Shang and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Shang is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Billings hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wingo moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to third. Rice moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.